too much, maybe you stay awake.
我最怕下面的人睡觉了。
One thing that worry me the most is to see people falling asleep.
因为我听到有个故事说有个传道人在上面讲啊，下面人全睡觉了。
I heard it, the story that when one person was speaking and everybody was sleeping.
他这个邻居是开出租汽车的。
He's a neighbor friend who is a taxi driver.
他开得很快。
He drove so fast.
他的乘客都非常的害怕。
That's when all the passengers are so afraid.
有一次传道人跟那个他的邻居说，他说我们谁对神的贡献大？
He said, I wonder who contribute more to the kingdom of God.
传道人说，当然是我了，我每个星期都去讲道。
The pastor say that of course it's me. I preach every Sunday.
The taxi driver 说，不，你讲道，他们都睡觉了。
But the taxi driver say, when you preach, people were sleeping.
他就对他说，他说你开出租车应该给你的乘客传福音啊。
But do you preach to your passenger? He asked the taxi driver.
Driver 说我不用传福音的。
He said, I don't even have to do that.
我乘客不管是基督徒还是不是基督徒，一上我的车，我只要一开，他们就祷告。
He said, for me, I don't even say anything. The moment I begin to drive, all my passengers begin to pray.
哎呀，主啊，救救我，这个人怎么这么开车的？
They say, God, they all pray, God help me.
所以我想，我们都希望能够为主多做一些贡献，多做一些事。
We all want to do something for God.
这是我们的一点心意。
This is the desire of our heart.
所以我想，为了我们大家能够亲近神，我们先来一起祷告。
Before we start, let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你给我们这样一个机会。
Thank you for this opportunity.
我们可以在一起学习您的话语。
That together we can learn about you.
求主能够和我们同在。
We ask for your presence with us.
你的圣灵在我们身上每一个人做工。
That your spirit would work in our midst.
特别是对我们的慕道朋友。
Especially people who come here to want to know you.
主说饥渴慕义的人有福了。
He said, blessed are those who speak after you.
他们在春节期间还到教会来听到，就是一些饥渴慕义的人。
People who come here in Chinese New Year, they want to know you.
主啊，求你保守他们。
Be with them.
求你能够保守，让我们让讲员能够把它讲得清楚。
Be with everyone of us so I can preach your message clearly.
也希望听众能够听得明白。
And everyone here can also understand.
让我们明白您的旨意。
So that we can know your words.
我们要跟随你。
We want to follow you.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, 好，我们跟主就比较接近了啊，你不睡觉我就放心。
So make sure everyone stay awake.
我上次呢跟大家分享了第一部分。
I shared part one with you last time.
讲的呢是关于达尔文进化论，说人是进化来的。
Darwin said that man was evolved from an egg.
那么第一部分呢，我跟大家分享就是说。 跨物种的进化是不可能的。
Before I mentioned to you, it's almost impossible to change from one species to another one.
大概大家可能还记得，我们讲就是达尔文的一个例子，说是熊会变成鲸鱼。
Darwin said basically a bear evolved into a whale.
那么上次呢，我们用科学的研究证据、化学化石的结果等等各方面的科学的这个。 数据啊，来证明跨物种的进化是不可能。
Last time I showed from a lot of scientific research paper and recent development that it is impossible for one species to evolve into another different species.
那么既然跨物种的进化是不可能的，那么猿猴就不可能进化到人。
If one species cannot evolve into a different species, it would be impossible for A to evolve into a man.
今天呢是讲的第二部分。
The part I want to share with you today.
为什么说人不是从猿猴进化来的呢？
Why men did not evolve from ape?
因为我们知道，如果从猿猴进化到人，它当中呢那么长的一个时期，一 定会有一个过渡的化石。
Because for egg to evolve into a man, it will take a long time, and in between there will be a lot of transition stage.
我们一定会发现很多过渡时期的化石。这些化石呢，既不像猴，又不像人，是一个半猿啊半人的状态。
You should be able to find a lot of fossils that show evidence of transition between ape and man.
但至今为止我们没有发现。
But so far up to now, scientists have not failed to find any.
可能你们说，报纸上啊，好多媒体啊，博物馆里面啊，都陈列了好多这方面的化石。
But sometimes you will see in the museum, in the newspaper, you read about these fossils.
都说这是过渡的化石。
They say these are the transitional fossils.
那么今天呢，我就跟大家来分享一下，我们把一些很有名的化石一件一件拿出来，跟大家来分析，看看它是不是真的过渡化石。
Today I'm going to show you a different transitional fossil to show whether they are indeed transitional.
好，那么。我先看一下达尔文他最初对人类的起源他是怎么说的。
I want to first start with Darwin, Charles Darwin's original species.
他在物种的起源里面呢，他曾经说过。
In his original species, he mentioned.
他说将来会搞清楚啊，他将来呢他会搞清楚啊起源的历程。
He said, "One day we will become clear of the procedure of the origin."
在这个时候呢，他不确定。
At that time when he wrote the book, he wasn't sure.
所以他说啊，将来会搞清。他当时还很谨慎。
Back then he was very careful. He said, "One day men will understand."
后来在另外一本书呢，就是《人类家谱》里面呢，他就说了，他说人可能是从古代一种黑的毛、长尾巴的四足树脊动物进化来的。
He's on another book, The Descent of Man. He mentioned that possibly man might evolve from a long-haired ape, that kind of tree.
那么，赞成达尔文进化论的以后的一些学者呢，就想方设法的就要去证明达尔文的这一个大胆的设想呢是正确的。
So over the history, so many scientists try to prove, find evidence for these bold assumptions.
这是一个很大胆的设想，因为当时呢没有任何的科学根据。
Because this is a very bold assumption, because back then there was no evidence.
那么人到底是从哪里来的呢？
So where did man come from?
根据进化论的学者，我们在博物馆里呀、啊，都可以教科书都可以看到这样图画。
According to the science, you can see this chart in the museum or in the textbook.
所以我们看了以后呢，大家都相信了，都接受了，觉得它好像是一点一点的进化，就是从原来的那个猿猴啊，慢慢的就进化成人了。
With this chart, we are all convinced that gradually from ape people, we evolved.
那么这种可能有多少科学根据呢？
How much science are actually in here?
根据进化论学者的这个安排，他们的理论就是说，人呢，他是经过一系列的猿猴的进化。最初呢，说是拉玛猿人，然后呢进化到南方古猿，然后进化到能人，又到直立人，又到肢人，最后才到我们现在的人。
According to the textbook, man actually evolved from a serial stage, these are a stage of man that eventually become other man.
但是现在 现在好多科学家都说，这可能是一个不相关的各种各样的猿猴，它们之间呢并没有必然的进化关系。
But according to the latest study, they found that these different fossils are not actually related.
那么我们可以看到这样一幅图画呢，进化论的这个说法就是说，最初呢，你们可以看到啊，是那个最开始就是拉马古猿。然后呢，一点一点的进化，其中呢还特别提到了那个抓瓦人啊，算是直立人，然后又是北京人，这个我们都比较熟悉，我会跟大家分享这些中间的这个过渡体啊，这些中间的那个过渡的人到底是一个怎么样的
？I think we are very familiar with the ape and then also the transitional, especially the taking man, you know, the man who begin to erect and erect.
那么我们先看一下拉马远人是怎么回事。他是1932年的时候，美国耶鲁大学的一个研究生，他呢就发现了他在那个印度北部和巴基斯坦非洲东部交界的那个地方叫 Swadik 那个山区啊。他只发现了一块，就是牙齿这里的那个上颚骨，还有呢几颗牙齿啊，还有呢一块那个上颚骨，就这些零零碎碎的这些东西。
The first transitional fossil was discovered by a professor in Yale. It consists of a couple of teeth and a couple of bone.
你们看，它就是这几块啊。
These are the actual fossil.
就是根据这一点啊，这么小的这几块零零碎碎的东西呢，然后在1964年的时候呢，有两位大学，一个是哈佛，一个是 Yale， 然后呢，他们就做了鉴定，他们说他们相信拉马猿人呢。一定是他们要找到的这个中间体。注意，他说他坚信，但是他没有说他有什么具体的科学根据，他就说他相信。
Based on those couple of fossils, two professors, one from Harvard and Yale, confirm that these are indeed a transitional fossil for, Lama.
好，这个拉马就叫拉马。
拉马。拉马全都是都。
那么大家看一下，它就是根据那个很零零碎碎的几块那个骨头，它就画出了这样一个人。
From those couple pieces of fossil, they got the diagram.
那么接下来呢，在1977年的时候，美国密歇根大学的一个人类学家，又是那个基因学家，他又做了鉴定。
In 1977, another scientist in Michigan University, he also have another study.
他发现这个拉马猿人的这些骨头啊，跟那个埃塞俄比亚的那个 baboon， 就是那个我们叫活佛啊，像猴子一样，完全一样。
He discovered that llama transitional man actually have the same genetic makeup as the baboon.
而且呢，他就进一步的发现，他跟人呢是完全不一样的。
He also confirmed that the genetic is not related to man. 是不是有点词啊？我们明白就是 weak。
所以呢，在这种情况下呢，就是。既然他们鉴定说这个拉马猿人根本就是跟人完全不一样啊，所以就放弃了。
Because of that study, they abandoned the idea that the llama transitional fossil was actually scientific.
那么我们看，根据进化理论啊，他做了一个安排，就是一个演化的时间表。
Actually, the timetable according to the theory of evolution.
拉马猿人呢，离开现在很远很远，1400万年啊，800万年到1400万年以前。
Llama is actually originated 14,000 million years ago.
说拉马猿人进化到南韩那个猿人的话，南方古猿的话呢， 当中发现有四百万年的空白。
For that Dharma to evolve into the sudden the little discovery, there's a 400 million years apart.
那么你们看，拉玛古猿是最早啊，离开我们最近是八百万年，而南方古猿呢，最远是四百万年，当中呢有四百万年的空白，找不到任何东西。
Within that 400 million years, there is no fossil.
那么就说明他们之间并没有一个进化的关系。
Because those gap of 400 million years, no discovery, it shows that they are not actually related.
有一部分进化论的学者呢，他就想方设法的来弥补这个啊这个缺陷。
Some scientists. Make up study, try to fill the gap.
我最近看到一些文章，他就说这四百万年他们到哪里去了？
In that 400 million years, how come they cannot find any fossil?
他们想啊想，想出了一个解释。他说他们到水里去了。
After a lot of study, they conclude maybe they have moved into the water.
他说，所以啊，这个我们现在的人呢，毛很少。
He said the reason why we are not hairy.
就是因为当时有这些猿人到水里去生活了一段时间。
Because these ape-like creatures, they actually evolved and moved into water.
他们给他起了个名字叫水猿。
They say they are related to some creature of the sea.
但是他们自己也有争论。他说，达尔文说的，进化的目的是为了生存需要。
According to Darwin.For them to evolve, the purpose of evolution is to survive.
那么猿在路上它好好的生活，它为什么要到水里去？在水里它生活更困难。
Now the question is that if they are adapted to the land, why do they move into the sea?
而且没有任何的研究结果说明在陆地上呢起了很大的变化，他们没有办法生存了，不得不下水。没有这个根据。
At the same time, actually, there were no studies to show that the land condition was changed and the creature are forced to move into the sea.
就算这个理论是存在，他们到了水里四百万年，怎么又上来
？And then there's the question of why they go move into the sea, and after 400 million years, they come back to the land again.
而且它上来以后呢，毛又长出来。
And after they come back to the land, they become hairy again.
所以这个学说呢，也很难站得住。
That's why a lot of these scientific theory lack evidence.
所以他们就说，南方古猿我们不要拉玛猿人了。人的起头开始就是从南方古猿开始的，他才是我们的祖宗。
That's why later on they decide that the southern part, the fossil discovery in the southern part of Africa is actually the original.
所以目前的进化论的这个学者一直认定南方古猿才是我们的祖先。
That's why nowadays they use the southern fossil as the origin of the human species.
那么南方古猿呢，它实际上是1923年的时候呢，发现了一个后面头后面的一小块，枕骨后面一小块，它耳朵后面一小块。
Actually, the fossil from the south of the ape is discovered in 1923, consists of a skull and a couple pieces of bone.
但当时呢，就是经过鉴定以后呢，说跟人没关系，就是一个猿猴。
Even then, some studies show that they are not really related to a human being. They are actually a form of the apes.
那么这个呢，这个图画呢，实际上就是根据后面的一小块那个骨头和一个牙齿啊，一些很零碎的这个东西呢，他就把它复原成这样一幅图画，就
from those couple pieces of the head bone, they start this drawing of the transitional creature.
实际上谁也没看到过到底是什么样子。
The fact that nobody knows.
那么接下来就说南方古猿的二百万年开始，他说他开始进化成当中这个叫做能人。
And then eventually the fossil creature from the south they evolve into the Homo habilis.
而且当中这个呢是一个艺术家。
他画出来的。 This is depicted by an artist.
没有什么科学根据。
Without any scientific evidence.
那么接下来呢，说他进一步的进化呢，到直立人，就是人站起来了。
Eventually, they evolve into Homo erectus, someone who can stand up.
那么这个直立人当中呢，包括就是抓瓦猿人和北京猿人，这我们都听说过。
Actually, if Homo erectus improve taking men.
接下来呢，他们再进一步的进化到现代的叫私人。
From that, we come to Homo sapiens.
也叫现代人。
That's the modern man.
他说这个呢，跟我们最接近。
These are the closest to us.
那么这个图画呢，也就是根据什么呢？就是根据在洞里面发现的几块那个化石。
The Homo sapiens are based on a couple of bones discovered in the cave.
然后呢，就把它画成一个人的样子。
And somebody made that description.
而且又想象当中呢，他们在一起生活。
And never mind, they also depict a family.
这些画呢，都是凭空想象的。
These are coming from the imagination of an artist.
那么这个德国解剖学家呢，他就把这个私人呢，他就刚才我们讲的，他发现了啊，就是这些骨头还算是比较多的啊。你们看，他有一些头骨、手骨和腿骨，就是发现了这些。
Actually, Homo sapiens got the most fossil bone, consists of several ribs and a bunch of arm and leg bones.
那么他把它称为这个 Neanderthal人， 因为他在 Neanderthal 这个山谷里面发现的。They
actually also called Neanderthal.
当时呢，就宣称说这个就是人和猿的中间环节。
That's when they say that this is actually the missing link between ape and man.
那么后来对这个尼安德特古人呢进行了非常仔细的 DNA 的研究。
But after a very extensive study of the DNA of the bone,
他们得出的结论就是尼安德特人的基因和现代人完全不一样。
They also concluded the genetic makeup from the bone is completely different from the human race.
为了再一次的证实呢，就是瑞典皇家科学院他们采用了不同的部位送到不同的实验室进行鉴定，结果呢一样，跟人没有关系。
Later on, several scientists at the lab. They send the sample to so many different laboratories, and they confirm indeed it was not related to human DNA.
那么另外一个证实呢，就是这位考古学家呢是世界很有名的，叫 Leakey.
That scientist is she's a very well-known and famous archaeologist.
他发现从化石发现，他说能人。 进化到直立人，但是他们同时存在50万年。
He discovered that the erector, the creature that stand up and the modern man actually exist simultaneously for 50 million years.
根据进化的理论，就是一个物种，它为了适合环境的生存，它必须改变。如果它不改变，它就要死了。所以。
But according to the theory of evolution, one creature evolved to adapt to the environment. It cannot exist simultaneously.
如果它不改变的话，它就不能生存，所以它必须改变。那么，如果一个物种进化成另外一个物种的话，当新的物种形成了，旧的物种就没有了。
According to the theory of evolution, one creature evolved from another creature due to the change in environment. And so they don't exist at the same time.
所以这两个物种如果是进化关系的话，是不可能同时存在50万年。
So if they are related evolutionarily, in a way, they cannot exist at the same time.
所以一种解释就是说，它们是两种不同的物种，没有进化关系。
So there are other studies that say they are indeed two different species, not related.
<咳>而且林肯又发现，他证实了，他说南方古猿、南人、直立人、现代人这一些一系列的进化的这些物种，他们同时存在。
Later on, she also discovered all these bones from the southern fossil, the erect, they are actually all exist at the same time, 170 million years ago.
所以这样一来，就是他们不应该存在的进化的关系，他们是并存的，同时存在的。
That strikes down the idea of the evolved from one another.
而且后来在59年呢，又发现了一个新的一个化石。
In 1959, they also discovered another piece of fossil.
它跟现代人的非常相近。
That fossil is very similar to modern man.
他们说就是智人。
Is man of wisdom and of mind.
但是智人离开我们呢，它是定义为20万年。
There's supposed to be a 200 million years separation, 20 million years separation from modern man.
但是这个人呢，我发现他离开我们70万年。
It is, but it is discovered fossil is actually separated from us for about 70 million years.
也就是说，很早以前就已经进化到现在的人。
I mean, so much earlier, modern man already existed.
按照进化论的理论，他还刚刚进化到直立人。But
according to the theory of evolution, it should not be like this.
也就是说，来不及进化，怎么这么快，一下子就变人了？Because
it doesn't give sufficient time for man to evolve.
所以呢，就是从这个方面来看呢，有很多理论呢，就是错误和矛盾的摆出。From
a lot of this study, we find that there are a lot of contradictions and paradoxes.
这方面的材料呢，都很多的记载在这本书里面。这是两个科学家，一个是考古学家，一个是数学家，他们出了一本书啊，就是。 就是说是考古学的禁区。
All these are put together by the two authors in the book called Forbidden Archaeology.
在这个书里面呢，它记载了有500个和确实的一个科学的实例，它和进化论说的是不一样的。In
that book, there are 500 scientific evidence that contradict the theory of evolution.
许多科学的文章和研究结果呢都没有被发表出来。A
lot of these scientific papers are not published.
因为主要控制这些发表的这些人呢，他们都是进化论的学者。Because
a lot of published, they believe in theory of evolution, and they do not publish.
所以这些结果呢，我们都不知道。That's
why a lot of these studies are unknown to general public.
所以这次呢，这本书里面呢，都把它收集起来，可以呢给大家看。有那么多的，早就有很多的科学研究结果呢，是跟进化论说的是不一样的。In
this book, they actually gather so much scientific study that contradicted the theory of evolution.
那么接下来我想给大家分享一个，就是最最有名的一个。 进化论学者认为最有力的一个铁证，就是说人和猿的一个过渡体。
Now I want to discuss with you an instance which scientists believe is the best evidence for evolution.
我们称它叫 pure 当人。
These are called pigments.
这个人呢，他说他发现的时候呢，他的头颅一半是人，一半是猿。
Pigman, when he was discovered, they find that he is actually half ape and half man.
这是一个最好的证明。
That is the best evidence.
那么这个人他当时呢，就是那个道森他发现了以后呢，就是进化论的学者们都非常高兴，这是他们梦寐以求的，要找一个又像人又像猿的这样一个化石。
The discovery drove great excitement among the evolution scientists because finally they find evidence of between ape and man.
但是后来。 一组科学家呢就对这个化石呢进行了重新的检验。
About 40 years later, further study on these fossil forms.
他们发现原来是假的。
They discovered that these are counterfeit.
他们人为的用一个圆的下巴去装在一个人的头颅上。
Someone put the jawbone of an ape linked up with a human head.
人的骨头呢，大概是500年以前的。
Because the human bone date back about 500 years.
那个猿猴那个猴子那个下巴嘛，大概是最近刚刚死的。
And the jawbone of the ape was actually very recent.
那么拼起来以后，那个颜色不一样。
When they put it together, the color actually different.
它就放在一个化学的那个溶液当中啊，叫重骨酸钾，把它浸一浸，浸一浸的颜色就一样了。
They soak both pitot bone in the solution to make it look similar.
而且它那个牙齿呢，因为是那个圆那个猴的牙齿装上去以后呢，它就用锉刀把它锉了，改变像有点像人的牙齿一样。
They also file the teeth of the ape to make it look human.
这样呢，就造了一个啊半圆半人的一个模型。
Indeed, they created the fossil that cuts between ape and man.
这个模型在那个英国的博物馆放了40年。
This fossil is actually in the museum of England for 40 years.
你想四十年有多少人去看
？How many people come and visit the fossil?
特别是我们的孩子们。
Especially a lot of students.
他们在博物馆里就看。
They come to the museum and see the evidence.
说你看，这就是人是怎么从猿进化过来的当中的一个又像猿又像人的这样一个模型。
They look here is a fossil evidence of transitional human.
所以现在呢，他们已经把它移出去了。
I thought after they removed the fossil.
还记得这个我们刚才讲直立人当中有一个很有名的模型是一个过渡体叫招耳人。
Erect, the creature that can stand erect, very famous.
这个人呢有井发现的时候呢他是一条是人的腿骨。
When they discovered it was a human leg bone.
还有人的头骨。
There's also the head of a human.
还有人的其他的骨骼很多。
Also several human bone limbs.
那么在四十五英尺以外。
45 feet away.
他发现了三颗牙齿。
They discovered three teeth.
就不像是人的牙齿。
That doesn't look like human teeth.
还有一小片的那个不像人的那个头骨。
Also a piece of head bone that doesn't look human.
而且相隔的时间呢，大概有一年。
The discovery was separated by about a year.
那么一种可能就是人归人，他在埋在这里，那个喉管口猿猴埋在那里，那是应该可以这样理解的。
One part, we can also understand that man was buried in one spot and the ape died on the other spot.
但是这个油井呢，他太希望找到一个又像人又像猿的东西。
Because the scientist longed to discover a transitional fossil.
所以呢，他就隐瞒了一个事实。
They hid a truth.
他没有说除了人的腿骨之外，还有人的头骨和其他的骨头。他说就一条人的骨头。
He mentioned there was actually just one piece of human bone.
然后在四十五英尺以外呢，有三个圆的牙齿和一块头骨。
And then they mentioned that 45 feet away there is a bunch of teeth.
所以他说他们应该是一伙的。
And they claim that they are the same discovery.
那么就根据一条人的腿骨和三颗牙齿和一块小的后脑，他们就画了这张图。
From that piece of leg bone, three pieces of teeth, they come up with that drawing.
他说这就是抓瓦人。
This is a erector.
那特别有意思的，你们看看他的腿。
Especially look at the leg.
他的腿就跟人一样。
The leg looks like just human leg.
而且画那个图的人呢，特别把那个腿呢画的长一点。
They also elongate the leg.
把那个手呢画的短一点。
Also shorten the arm.
这样就更像人了。
So it looks more like human.
但是这样一来呢，又有一个问题。
There is another problem.
进化论的学者不得不改变他们的理论。
The evolution science, they do change their theory again.
因为原来说进化都是从脑子开始。
Because evolve starts from the head.
说猿猴啊，他们要劳动啦，要动脑子啦，然后就一点点像人了。
When the apes are forced to use their mind, their brain, they gradually develop human.
但现在这个他说脑子呢还是猿猴的脑子，但是他的腿骨呢已经成人了。
But now the problem is that the apes have but the human body.
所以他们把理论改了一下。
So they have changed the theory again.
他说进化是从腿开始的。
The evolution starts from the limbs.
一直到这位尤金他要临死以前
，before he passed away，
他说出真相了。
And then he confessed the truth.
他说他心里很不安。
He said he is not at peace.
首先，因为当时这根人的骨头旁边还有人的头、人的腿，还有其他好多人的骨头，他说这个应该是属于人的。
He said that there were actually several other pieces of fossil discovered with the human bones.
所以呢，就是这个这个半猿半人的这个化石呢，实际上也是不确切的。
These are the story of the missing link between ape and man.
那么另外还有一个半猿半人的很有名的一个化石叫 Nebraska man.
There is another very famous transitional fossil that's called Nebraska man.
你们看这幅图画好像栩栩如生啊。
You look at this, look like a real picture.
又像人又像猿，是不是？
It really looks like half ape and half man.
它的根据是什么？
What are the scientific basis for it?
一颗牙齿。
Piece of teeth, a tooth.
你说凭一颗牙齿就可以画出这些这个画来，你说这个画可信吗？
A tooth, based on a tooth fossil, they come up with a drawing.
而且后来发现这个牙齿还是野猪的牙齿。
They discover the tooth comes from the boar.
所以这个画画复原，说把那个找到了骨骼以后把它复原成像，我们都信以为真。
Really take a lot of imagination to draw from a piece of bone to that picture.
这里呢就是另外一个大家可能比较熟悉，最近才就是1970年才发现的，叫 Lucy， 你们听到没有？
This is more recent transitional fossil that they discovered called Lucy.
我们发现了这个人和猿当中失去的一款，那个报纸上登了好多，说是 Lucy.
Lucy is a famous missing link.
叫 Lucy 不是这个人真的名字。
Actually, Lucy is not the name of the creature.
是他们给他取的名字。
It's named by the scientists who discovered the bone.
为什么叫 Lucy 呢？
Why call it Lucy?
他说他们在发现的时候，大概正好在听一个音乐，这个音乐就叫 Lucy.
When they were taking the bone, they discovered when they were listening to a song called Lucy.
而且他发现，就是最后那个 Lucy 的那个腿他的那个膝盖的那个骨头呢？跟他其他身体的那些骨头呢，分得很远，分开 1.5 个 mile。
They also confess that the kneecap of Lucy was a couple mile away from the rest.
它的深度差200英尺。
And the depths were discovered are 200 feet different in depth.
但是他把它归在一起，说是一个物种。
But they put these bones together, claim to be from the same creature.
所以在那个科学会上，有一位科学家叫 Roy Holt。
That's why in one of the scientific meeting, Roy Holt
就问这个 Lucy 的发现者 Jonathan。
He inquired the discoverer of Lucy。
他你这个腿骨离开你原来其他那个骨有多远？
He said how far apart are the kneecap from the rest of the bone?
他很不愿意的说1.5个英里。
He was so unwilling, but he confessed about 1.5 miles.
他们的水平距离有多大？
What are the elevation difference? The depth.
他200英尺。
The difference are 200 feet.
他还是蛮老实的啊。
He was still quite honest.
那他说，你怎么就确定离开那么远，又高度那么不一样？他怎么会是一个物体呢？
How can you say they are from the same creature if they are so far apart?
他说根据他们解剖上解剖学上的相似性。
It's based on the analysis of the study.
这位科学家 Roy 就说了，他说你知道吗？狗和熊在解剖学上的相似性是很大很大的。
When you analyze a bear and a dog, they actually look very similar.
所以这个不能作为一个科学的根据来作为一个定论。
That's why these cannot be a basis for scientific conclusions.
所以最后 Lucy 经过鉴定以后呢，它不是一个当中的一个失去的啊一环，它是一个南方古猿阿巴种。
That's why after further research, they conclude Lucy was not a missing link。
那么讲到 Lucy 呢，很有意思，你可以看到那个Lucy 的这个画啊 ，Lucy 的那个湖猿的像。
Actually, Lucy are very famous. There are so many pictures of her.
Go back. OK, 你们看看 Lucy 啊，这里一张 Lucy 的像和那里一张 Lucy 的像，好像有点不一样啊。
Those both are Lucy.
有一个专门为 Lucy 复原的这样一个一位工作者。
There is a specialist who taking care of Lucy.
他说：“我根据 Lucy 的这几根骨头
，from these bones of Lucy，
我还原了200多张像。
I draw about 200 drawings.
每一张都不一样的。
All of them are different.
根据博物馆它的需要
But based on the need of the museum,
有的博物馆说我希望 Lucy 比较像人
Some museum tell me I want Lucy that look more like human
他说我就把那个腿画得长一点
And then I draw the leg longer
有的博物馆说我希望它比较像猿
And some museum demand that they want Lucy to be more ape-like
他说我就把它像画得像猿
So I drew it more like an egg.
所以到底像什么样子
what does Lucy look like?
他说 I don't care.
这
是他的工作，他你要我怎么样我就怎么样画，你要画怎么样就怎么样。他说因为有的博物馆说，如果你画的比较像人吧，人家比较感兴趣，大家都来看。
Some museums say that if the Lucy is more like man, people might be more interested. They might draw a bigger crowd.
后面呢我们刚才讲的还有一个呢是叫袁某人
And then there's another fossil
这个袁某人呢这个像你们看在中国云南贵州啊，这里这张像和下面这张图它的根据就是两颗牙齿这是个照片
These 袁某 age is based on two pieces of teeth they come up with this drawing
所以你们看到有那么多的中间的啊过渡体，就是怎么从猿猴到人的栩栩如生的这一些过渡体的像，它的根据就是一颗牙齿、两颗牙齿或者几块骨头，就这么画出来的。
Very often you discover that all these transitional drawing of depiction are based on a couple of teeth or couple pieces of bone.
这件事呢就是后面要讲的呢它是一个活的过渡体
This is actually a living missing link
那这个就是很稀奇啊竟然找到了一个活的从猿到人的过渡体
This was actually an amazing discovery a living missing link that was discovered in 1940
那是在1904年的时候有一个美国啊一个美国记者他是进化论的一个支持者他发现了这个刚果在刚果他发现了这个人
a newsman discovered him in Congo
他叫 Otterbank
his name is called Otterbank
他结了婚
he's married
有两个孩子
he got two children
那个美国人就像绑架一样的把他弄到美国来
so the newsman almost kidnapped him to bring him to America
我找到了一个活的中间体
He said I have discovered a living missing link
就在那个世界博览会就展出
So they showed him all in the world trade
然后两年以后1906年的时候
In 1906
在1906年的时候，在那个纽约的 Brown Zoo， 你们去过吧？
你们去的一个 Brown Zoo。
他把它放在一个笼子里面。
也许不新型的 Brown Zoo。
跟两个黑猩猩关在一起。
Together with two chimpanzees。
大家来看，这就是一个活的过渡体。
They show him as a living transitional creature。
动物园的园长叫 William Hornady。
The director of the Brown Zoo, William.
他就做了一个长篇大论的一个报告。
He made a lengthy report about him.
他说：“我为我们动物园有这样一个过渡型的活的那个过渡型的啊这样一个非这过渡型的生物啊，我感到非常自豪。”
He said, "We are so proud that our zoo actually have a living transitional creature here."
这件事情闹得很大。
This became a big news in 1906.
结果美国人权组织介入了。
And then eventually a human rights society got involved.
他说他是人。
They claimed that he is a man.
他不是这个中间体。
He is not a transitional creature.
所以经过多次努力呢，才把他释放。
So after several attempts, they finally released him.
但通过这个经历呢，两年以后他就去世了。
He passed away 2 years afterwards.
那么这个整个故事呢，就在啊这本书里面。
All these are recorded in one of the notebook.
所以你们想就是支持进化论的这些学者呢，他非常想要找到一个这样的一个例子。然后呢，来圆这个进化论的这个梦。
In fact, the evolution scientists they are desperate for evidence to prove the theory.
那么再讲一个，就是北京猿人，我们比较熟悉。
Finally, this Peking man that you are all heard of.
大家都知道北京猿人，不仅知道他是人类的祖先，而且特别说是我们中国人的祖先。
Not only do we they claim that Peking man was the one of the transitional human beings, he's actually the transitional human being that Chinese race come from.
是1926年，先是一个加拿大的一个人啊，他叫 Black, Mr. Black.
He was discovered by Mr. Black in 1926.
他发现了两颗牙齿。
He discovered two teeth.
是古人类的牙齿。
Human teeth.
第二年他又来了。
And he came back after 1 year.
又发现一颗牙齿。
He discovered addition,
好像是人的牙齿。
That looked like human.
然后他就说，这就是人类的祖先，北京猿人。
From these three teeth, he concluded that this is another transitional fossil.
又过了三年。
And 3 years later.
又过了三年呢，有一位中国的生物学家啊。叫贝文松。
There's a Chinese scientist, Mr. Bei.
他就发现了几块那个头盖骨。
He finds several skulls in the jawbone.
然后呢，他们就声称这就是北京猿人。
They claim that these are belong to the Peking man.
但是奇怪的是，他们找到的那个猿的化石啊，猿的头颅啊，都很小。
But they, strangely, all these fossil bones are very small.
没有其他的。
There's nothing else.
没有手，没有脚，没有其他任何的。
There's no limbs or other bones.
只有个小的头。
Just the skull, the head bone.
而且每一个头上面都有一个圆的洞。
And also they discovered the hole on top of it.
这个脑骨上都有一个洞被利器打过的。
Look at the hole that's been punctured.
另外呢，就找到很多人的头骨，人的手骨、腿骨，就是很多现代人的头骨。
Also, the same time, they discovered a lot of skulls in the human bones.
所以，有的考古学家说，可能就是现代人，他们吃了那个猴子的那个脑子。
That's why some people conclude that actually a bunch of human beings eating monkey.
因为据说在中国的南部广东一带，我没看到过，我只是听说他们就是吃那个猴子的脑子，都把那猴子关在笼子里，用榔头一敲，然后就 把那个脑盖打开来以后，把那个脑子拿出来放在水里烫。我是这么听说，他们吃那个猴子脑。
Actually, I heard later on that they were actually eating live monkey brain in that region.
所以有的考古学家说，会不会就是他们发现的这个是一个矿洞，是不是那些矿工啊？他们就是吃了这个猴子的这个脑子，所以呢，一个一个脑子头，他其他不要，就一个脑壳，然后呢有一个洞。
That's why some scientists suggest maybe a bunch of miners eating monkey in that cave.
但有些外国的考古学家他怎么说呢？
Many archaeologists from abroad they claim.
他说中国的祖先吃来吃去的。
They say the Chinese ancestors they eat each other.
他说他们相互吃。
They say they eat human beings.
这个呢就是说是北京猿人。那么北京猿人到底是不是我们的祖先？那么关于他的头盖骨呢，有很多的神奇的传说。
They have so many interesting legends about Peking man.
说头盖骨找到以后呢，就失踪了。那是第二次世界大战的时候。
It went missing during World War II.
有的人说日本人偷去了。
Some say that the Japanese took.
这个故事呢，编成了好多电视剧。
Actually, this was made into several movies.
有的叫北京猿人。
When they should go picking.
有的叫北京猿人头盖骨。
The head of Peking Man.
还有一个叫什么惊天大迷茫，你们听到过没有？都看过吧？有人看过这电视剧吧？
Anybody see somebody's movie about Peking Man?
我为了这个北京猿人，我就专门去看这个电视剧。
For that, I look for this movie and watch.
这个电视剧从一开始就是一个人去偷那个头盖骨，然后把那个把那个医生给打死了。
He started with a guy who killed a scientist to steal that piece of head.
几十集连续剧，一直到最后，大家相互厮杀。
It was serial killing.
就是为了要这个头盖骨。
So that can get possession of the Peking man's head.
他有日本的。
Yes, people from Japan.
也有美国的。
Some American scientists.
也有中国的。
Yes, some Chinese guys.
中国的分共产党的和国民党的。
Also, among the Chinese, there is the nationalists and the communists.
就是三国四方。
Yes, people from every country.
都在抢这个头盖骨。
Fighting for that piece of Peking man.
最后电视剧结束了。
Finally, when the movie concluded.
他说他们抢到的头盖骨是假的。其实真的也是假的，没有这个头盖骨。
Actually, even the real one is fake.
而且这个电视剧从头到尾都说这是我们的国宝。
And the movie keep claiming that this is the treasure of China.
日本人想要。
Japanese want it.
这是我们的祖宗。
This is our ancestor.
他反复强调这是我们的国宝，多重要的那个北京猿人，所以我们的脑子里就觉得北京猿人这就是我们的。祖宗。
That's why we come to have the idea that indeed we come from Peking Man.
实际上呢，这个现在这个头盖骨的模型啊，它是根据前面一块找到的，后面一块，那么当中有多大呢？不知道，所以就根据需要，你要大的就大一点，要小的就小一点，当中这个部位呢，都是我们可以自己造的。
Actually, Peking Man's skull is basically its own piece. One piece in the front, one piece in the back. You don't know how big in between.
那么，而且它这个头盖骨，我们看到这个完整的头盖骨呢，它是用三块不同时期、不同地方、不同就发现三个头盖骨呢，就是不同年代的，不是同一个物体的那个东西呢，把它拼凑起来。
Actually, the Peking Man's skull was put together during a span of time by different people.
最后经过一个法国的这个古人类学家的最后的鉴定，他就得出了一个结论。
The latest study about Peking Man was concluded by the French scientist.
他就说，实际上他就是一个被砸碎的那个猴子的一个脑壳。
He said that this is actually a shattered monkey head.
他很不高兴。
The scientist was very unhappy.
他说我远渡重洋。
He said I went all the way to China.
你们说这是一个很有价值的一个头盖骨。
You tell me this is transitional bone.
结果是一个猴子的头盖骨。
He discovered his own skull of a monkey.
你们浪费了我的时间。
Waste all my time.
那么北京猿人到底是不是我们的祖先？从这个上面来看的还不足以啊，不足以说明。
所以 Peking Man actually our ancestor.
那么从现在北京博物馆一个讲解员前段时间在网上火得不得了，说他讲解得非常好。当然他是北京博物馆的，他的讲解应该说也是代表官方的，他不能自己随便讲。也代表了就是政府官方的意思。
Actually, Peking Museum has an exhibitionist, a person who is in charge of the Peking Man, who has an official opinion of Peking Man.
他就说北京猿人跟我们没有任何关系。
He said that the Peking Man is actually completely unrelated to us.
这是国家博物馆专制讲。讲解员他呢做了一个解释。
These are the conclusions drawn by the scientists in the Chinese Museum.
那么到底有没有这个过渡的化石呢
？So are there actually any transitional fossils?
这位记者啊，他就采访了五个世界上最大的博物馆。
This newsman he went to visit five of the greatest museums in the world.
第一个就在纽约。
The first one he visited is in New York.
这个自然博物馆。
American Museum, Museum of Natural History.
而且他都是亲自去采访他们的馆长。
He went in person to the museum.
都是考古专家。
These are the archaeologists, scientists.
第二个是芝加哥的一个国家博物馆。
The second museum he visited Chicago Museum of Natural History.
第三个是英国的大不列颠博物馆。
有个 Czech with British Museum of Natural History.
那么这个博物馆呢，是全世界化石最齐、收集最多的一个博物馆。
British Museum actually has the most complete collection of the fossils.
还有一个呢，就是 Yale University.
And then the another museum is in Yale.
那么另外最后一个呢，就是在 New York State。
And then the last one is New York State Museum。
那么这五个博物馆，他采访以后，最后得的一个结论就是 No single sample。
After he visited and checked these museums, he said there's not a single sample of transitional fossil。
没有，一件也找不到。
Not even one。
后面的这位呢，就是达尔文很要好的、最要好的朋友。
This is a person who is a Darwin best friend.
他也是达尔文进化论的支持者。
He is also a believer in Darwin.
称为达尔文的斗犬。
He's like
a dog, 就是。
He is the dog.
就是谁反对达尔文的进化论，他就冲上去咬谁。
I mean, anybody who attacks Darwinism, he fights.
这样一个忠心的一个一个拥护者。
He is a very faithful supporter of Darwin.
他也说，他说缺少一块，当中缺少。
He also concludes there's missing links.
他说猿不能直接进化到人类。
The man cannot evolve to human beings.
他说中间呢少了一个环节。
Because they are missing.
那么达尔文他本人呢，他也曾经说，他说地质学确实没有任何的这种这个链条，有机的链条，这就是对他理论最好的一个反驳，就是说当中他没有这样一个联系。
Indeed, Darwin himself stated that.There are many missing links of the transitional stage.
因为现在看到的就是一个物种和另外一个不同的物种。
We see one species separate from different species.
也就是说，从一个物种，你不可能跳到另外一个物种。
We never see one species evolve into another one.
因为许多人就劝达尔文，他说你这个理论不行，因为你缺少那个证据。要不你把理论改一改，你不要说是慢慢变化，你就说它突然变化了，那就好了，就什么问题都解决了，找不到就找不到好了。
That's why there are scientists who say that maybe the change is not gradual, it's just sudden change.
但是达尔文坚决不肯。
But Darwin refused that idea.
他说，如果我的理论是要靠突然进化的话，那我这个理论就不值。
He said, if the evolution could be happened suddenly, it would not be true.
他说我就视若粪土。
That would be useless theory.
所以呢，我们从这些一系列的这个化学化石的那个根据和我们所这些材料来看呢，就是从猿进化到人这个方面呢，没有科学和化石的。那个证据。
From the story of these transitional fossils, we conclude there is no evidence.
那么我们知道是神创造了人。
Indeed, God created man.
那么对基督徒来说，这是毫无疑问，我们都相信，是不是
？For Christians, we all believe this.
但是对没有信主的朋友，他可能还是不相信。
But for people who are not in church, they have a difficult time believing.
他觉得不可思议，怎么会用泥土造人呢？
You cannot understand how can man be created from dust.
那么我就想，我们都是凭着信心在信。
Because we all come to believe by faith.
相信达尔文进化论也是凭着信心。
People who believe in Darwinism, theory of evolution, also by faith.
你没有看到熊变成鲸鱼啊？
Because nobody ever see a bear evolve into a whale.
你也没有看到猴子变人啊？
Or a monkey change to a man.
你为什么信了？
Why do you believe?
你凭着信心信。
Because you are you believe by faith also.
有一位科学家他做报告。
There's a scientist in his research paper.
我从来不相信没有科学根据的事。
He said, "I never believe anything without evidence."
我一定要进行科学研究。
When I do scientific research,
然后我才相信。
Then I will believe.
有一个听众举手问问题。
And then there's an audience who raised hand to ask him question.
他请问您结婚了吗？
He said, "Are you married, sir?"
他说是。
He said, "Ah, yes."
他请问你有孩子吗？
He asked him, "Do you have children?"
他很高兴，他说我有三个孩子。
You have three.
是您生的吗？
Hello, your children.
他马上变脸色。
He was not happy.
你这什么意思？
He said, What do you mean?
他我太太跟我感情很好。
My wife, we are in good relationship with my wife.
我也相信他。
I believe my wife.
而且我都是有科学根据的，我们都是计划好什么时候生孩子的。
These are all planned birth.
所以孩子生出来的月份都是按照我原来计划好的。
Everything I planned the time when my children should be born.
而且孩子也像我。
And they also look like me.
你凭什么说这个话？
Then why do you even question that?
你刚说你做过 DNA 测试吗？
He asked, Have you checked their DNA?
这是目前亲子鉴定最有力的科学根据。
Because that is the most reliable scientific proof.
他说我没有。
He said, I did not.
那你怎么就信了？
Then why do you believe it?
你是凭着信心在信。
In the end, your belief is based on faith.
所以呢，就是。诺亚方舟的事呢，我们读过旧约也都知道啊。神说洪水要把这个世界都灭了。
The story of Noah, we are all familiar that God flooded the earth.
只有诺亚相信。
Only Noah believed.
他去造方舟。
He built the ark.
世人都不相信。
All the people of the earth don't believe.
他告诉他们，他们也不信。
Even when Noah tried to convince them, they would not believe.
等到洪水来了
Until the flood comes,
你再相信也来不及了
But then it's too late.
所以有的说这是以前的事情 这个我不信，圣经里的故事我也不信。那么现在的事你信不信？
These are people say these are a long time ago. I would not believe it. So ancient story.
一月份就在一月份，一月八号大概。
In January, 8th of this year.
大家就知道加州泥石流冲下来。
You know about the mudslides in California.
预先给了警告。
There were actually some warning before.
说有泥石流要来了，很危险，大家赶快疏散吧。
He said the place might have a mudslide. We should evacuate.
多少人信？
How many people believe?
这么先进的科学，
based on very advanced scientific study.
这个预报应该是比较可信的。
When the warning should be very reliable.
只有10%-15%的人信。
Actually, only 10-15% of the residents believe.
他们走了。
And evacuate.
没事。
They would stay.
不信的人呢？
How about people who stay?
你们也知道它的后果。
No, what happened?
那这个时候你不管说哦，我不公平啊，我走的人里面有的人很坏的，那留下来的人都是好人啊，那好人都死了，那坏人倒给他得救了啊。
Some people say this is not fair. How come some of the good people stay back and got killed?
这不管好人坏人。
But this is not dependent on the quality of the person.
那就看你信不信。
Is whether you believe the evidence.
现在我们说我们要信主。
然后 we say that we want to believe in God.
就像刚才说，人只要来的时候，就跟那一样啊。他主耶稣来了，世界末日啊，或者主耶稣要来了，人他要进行审判。圣经里讲的好多，好多人就是不信。
Bible tells us that Jesus will return and there will be a judgment.
所以现在我想，我们还没有信主的慕道朋友，你有你的选择权。
I know that everyone here, you have your right to choose.
主给你一个自由意志。
God give us everyone the freedom to choose.
你可以选择信。
You can choose to believe.
你也可以选择不信。
You can also choose not to believe.
因为我说世人犯了罪。
The Bible says that we all have sinned.
你亏欠了神的荣耀。
And fall short of the grace of God.
那么罪的工价就是死。
And the price of death, of sin is death.
人人都必有一死。
And that we always have to face death.
但神给你开一条路。
Here, God opened the way for us.
他用他的儿子替我们去死。
He sent his son to die for us.
那你接受主，你就有生命。
You receive the son, you receive life.
所以我说，在人没有死的时候呢，你还有选择的权利。
That's why I said before your time expires, you still have a right to choose.
就看你有没有神的生命。
Choose whether you're going to have a life or God.
那么这个神的生命就是什么呢？就在神的儿子耶稣基督里面。
The life, the eternal life, come in the God's Son.
你有了人，有了神的儿子，就有了生命。
I would say that having Son, you have life.
所以这是给我们的一个选择权，在这个非常关键的时刻呢，希望你们要再一次的要站起。
In this critical time of our life, I want you to choose carefully.
也就是说，你信了耶稣，你就有永生。
I would say that with Jesus Christ, we have eternal life.
就希望你们呢，大家都能够运用你的选择权，做一个 wise decision， 做一个很好的选择。
I hope that you will use your mind to make a wise choice.
现在我们都是还是有机会啊，有时候说你不知道，人只要来的时候，什么时候来我们都不知道。
We all know that we don't know when Jesus might return.
我记得我没信主的时候，人家劝我赶快信啊。
I remember before I become believer, people tell you really quickly.
我说急什么？
I said what's the hurry?
让我再好好想想。
Let me think about some more.
那位姐妹对我说，你怎么知道你还有机会呢？
Some sisters tell me how do you be sure you have more chance?
我当时很不高兴。
At that time I was very unhappy.
你什么话？我明天就死了。
Why you think I'm going to be back there tomorrow?
我现在想想，亏得她这么提醒我。
Indeed, I was grateful that she reminded me.
谁能够知道呢？
Who know your time?
全世界有500万人。
There are 5 million people in the world.
他早上睁不开眼睛。
A lot of them did not open their eyes.
昨天晚上睡下去还好好的。
They were all okay the night before.
今天就没了。
Some of them did not wake up.
有个老太太在火车上看一个文章，她说：“哎呦， 每分钟呼吸一次就有一个人死了。他非常紧张。
She got really nervous.
他跟旁边一个年轻人说。
She told the young man next to him.
他说你知道吗？我吸口气呼口气，一个人就死了。
Every time that took a person died.
那年轻人朝他一看，退了后顾。
Young man, I'm all the way.
你应该去刷刷牙。所以呢，我希望我们的慕道朋友，你们做一个很好的选择啊，选择呢跟神在一起，这样呢，神和你永远在一起。
That's why I pray that you would choose God so that we can be with you.
就求神祝福大家新的一年啊，谢谢大家。
May God bless you and Happy New Year. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we can come and to hear the scientific evidence that for the theory of evolution. Father, we know that there are so many things that we heard before that confuse and be part of us. We thank you for this clarity of evidence that you presented to us today. So indeed we know you are the creator. Although men try to explain where we come from, we have so many imagination, but indeed your word stands true and stands test of time. We thank you for this message. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.